2. The Five Love Languages of Children, The Secret to Loving Children Effectively. By Gary Chapman, Ross Campbell. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. The Five Love Languages of Children, The Secret to Loving Children Effectively by Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell is a book that helps parents understand the five love languages of children and how to use them to effectively show their children love. The book explains that children have different love languages, just like adults, and that understanding these love languages can help parents better connect with their children. The five love languages of children are physical touch, words of affirmation, quality time, gifts, and acts of service. The book explains how to use each of these love languages to show children love and how to recognize when a child is speaking a particular love language. It also provides practical advice on how to use the love languages to discipline children and how to help children develop healthy relationships with others. The book also includes stories from parents who have used the love languages to successfully connect with their children. The book is a valuable resource for parents who want to better understand their children and show them love in a way that is meaningful to them. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Quality time, spending intentional, undivided time with your child is essential for building a strong relationship. Quality time is the most important love language for children, as it allows them to feel seen, heard, and valued. Quality time is an essential part of building a strong relationship with your child. It is the most important love language for children, as it allows them to feel seen, heard, and valued. Quality time is not just about spending time together, but about spending intentional, undivided time with your child. This means that you are fully present and engaged in the moment, without distractions or multitasking. Quality time can be spent doing activities together, such as playing a game, going for a walk, or having a conversation. It can also be spent simply being together, such as cuddling or reading a book. Quality time is an important way to show your child that you care and that you are there for them. Main idea number 2. Words of affirmation. Positive words of affirmation are essential for building a child's self-esteem and confidence. Parents should use words of affirmation to encourage their children and let them know they are loved and appreciated. Words of affirmation are an important part of building a child's self-esteem and confidence. Parents should use positive words to let their children know that they are loved and appreciated. This can be done through verbal praise, compliments, and encouragement. It is important to be specific when giving words of affirmation, so that the child knows exactly what they are being praised for. For example, instead of saying, "Good job," parents should say, "You did a great job cleaning up your room." This will help the child to understand that their efforts are being noticed and appreciated. In addition to verbal praise, parents can also use nonverbal forms of affirmation such as hugs, high fives, and smiles. These physical forms of affirmation can be just as powerful as words, and can help to reinforce the message that the child is loved and appreciated. Words of affirmation are an important part of building a strong relationship between parent and child. By using positive words and nonverbal forms of affirmation, parents can help their children to feel loved and appreciated, and to develop a strong sense of self-esteem and confidence. Main idea number 3. Physical touch. Physical touch is an important love language for children, as it conveys love and security. Parents should use physical touch to show their children affection and to communicate their love in a tangible way. Physical touch is an important love language for children, as it conveys love and security. Through physical touch, parents can show their children that they are loved and cared for. This can be done through hugs, kisses, holding hands, and other forms of physical contact. Physical touch can also be used to comfort a child when they are upset or scared. It can also be used to show approval and encouragement when a child has done something well. Physical touch is a powerful way to communicate love and affection to children. It can help to build trust and security in a relationship, and it can help to create a strong bond between parent and child. Parents should use physical touch to show their children that they are loved and valued, and to communicate their love in a tangible way. Main idea number 4. Gifts. Giving gifts to children is a way to show them that they are special and loved. Parents should give gifts that are meaningful and thoughtful, as this will help children feel appreciated and valued. Gifts are a great way to show children that they are loved and appreciated. When selecting gifts for children, parents should take the time to think about what the child would truly enjoy and appreciate. It is important to choose gifts that are meaningful and thoughtful, as this will help children feel valued and special. For example, a parent could give a child a book that they have been wanting to read, or a toy that they have been wanting to play with. Additionally, parents can give gifts that are related to a child's interests or hobbies, such as art supplies or sports equipment. By giving thoughtful gifts, parents can show their children that they are loved and valued. In addition to giving gifts, parents should also take the time to explain why they are giving the gift. This will help children understand the importance of the gift and why it was chosen. Parents can also use the gift as an opportunity to talk to their children about the importance of showing appreciation and gratitude. By taking the time to explain the gift and its meaning, parents can help children understand the value of giving and receiving gifts. Main idea number 5. Acts of service. Doing acts of service for children is a way to show them that you care and are willing to go the extra mile for them. Parents should do acts of service that are meaningful and helpful, as this will help children feel loved and supported. Acts of service are a great way to show children that you care about them and are willing to go the extra mile for them. Parents should strive to do acts of service that are meaningful and helpful, as this will help children feel loved and supported. Examples of acts of service include helping with chores, running errands, or providing transportation to activities. Doing these things can help children feel valued and appreciated, and can also help them develop a sense of responsibility and independence. Additionally, acts of service can be a great way to spend quality time with children, as it allows parents to be actively involved in their lives. In the 5 Love Languages of Children, Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell suggest that acts of service are an important way to show children that you care about them. They suggest that parents should look for ways to serve their children, such as helping with homework, taking them to activities, or providing transportation. Doing these things can help children feel valued and appreciated, and can also help them develop a sense of responsibility and independence. Additionally, acts of service can be a great way to spend quality time with children, as it allows parents to be actively involved in their lives. Main idea number 6. Quality conversation. Having meaningful conversations with children is essential for building a strong relationship. Parents should take the time to listen to their children and engage in conversations that are meaningful and purposeful. Quality conversation is an important part of building a strong relationship with children. Parents should take the time to listen to their children and engage in conversations that are meaningful and purposeful. This means having conversations that are not just about the mundane day-to-day activities, but rather conversations that are focused on the child's interests, feelings, and experiences. Parents should ask open-ended questions that allow the child to express their thoughts and feelings, and provide a safe space for them to do so. Additionally, parents should be patient and understanding when listening to their children, and be sure to provide positive reinforcement and encouragement. By taking the time to have quality conversations with their children, parents can create a strong bond and foster a healthy relationship. Main idea number 7. Respect. Showing respect to children is essential for building a strong relationship. Parents should show respect to their children by listening to them, valuing their opinions, and treating them with kindness and understanding. Respect is an essential part of any relationship, especially between parents and children. Showing respect to children helps to build trust and encourages them to open up and share their thoughts and feelings. Parents should demonstrate respect by listening to their children, valuing their opinions, and treating them with kindness and understanding. This can be done by taking the time to really listen to what they have to say, asking questions to show that you are interested in their thoughts, and responding to their ideas with respect. Additionally, Parents should avoid criticizing or belittling their children, as this can lead to feelings of resentment and insecurity. Instead, parents should focus on praising their children for their efforts and accomplishments, and encouraging them to express themselves in a positive way. Respecting children also means allowing them to make their own decisions and mistakes. This can be difficult for parents, as they want to protect their children from harm. However, it is important to give children the freedom to explore and learn from their mistakes. This will help them to develop their own sense of autonomy and responsibility, and will ultimately lead to more mature and independent decision-making. Parents should also be aware of their own behavior and language, as children often model their behavior after their parents. By demonstrating respect and kindness, parents can set a positive example for their children and help to foster a strong and healthy relationship. Main idea number 8. Consistency. Being consistent with children is essential for building a strong relationship. Parents should be consistent in their expectations, rules, and discipline, as this will help children feel secure and loved. Consistency is key when it comes to parenting. Children need to know that their parents are reliable and dependable, and that they can trust them to be consistent in their expectations, rules, and discipline. When parents are consistent, children feel secure and loved, knowing that their parents are there for them and that they can rely on them. Consistency also helps children learn how to behave and make good decisions, as they know what is expected of them and what the consequences will be if they don't follow the rules. Consistency also helps children develop self-discipline, as they learn to take responsibility for their own actions and understand that their behavior has consequences. Consistency is not only important for discipline, but also for showing love and affection. When children know that their parents are consistent in their love and support, they feel secure and loved. Parents should be consistent in their praise and encouragement, as this helps children feel valued and appreciated. Consistency also helps children learn how to express their own love and affection, as they learn from their parents how to show love and kindness to others. Consistency is essential for building a strong relationship with children. Parents should be consistent in their expectations, rules, and discipline, as this will help children feel secure and loved. Consistency also helps children learn how to behave and make good decisions, as well as how to express their own love and affection. By being consistent, parents can help their children develop self-discipline and a strong sense of security. Main idea number 9. Boundaries. Setting boundaries with children is essential for building a strong relationship. Parents should set clear boundaries and expectations, as this will help children feel safe and secure. Boundaries are an important part of parenting. They provide structure and security for children, helping them to understand what is expected of them and what is not. Setting boundaries also helps children to develop self-discipline and respect for others. When parents set clear boundaries and expectations, children are more likely to follow them. This can help to reduce conflict and create a more harmonious home environment. Additionally, boundaries can help children to develop a sense of responsibility and self-control. In the 5 Love Languages of Children, Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell explain that boundaries are essential for building a strong relationship with children. They suggest that parents should be consistent and firm when setting boundaries, and that they should explain the reasons behind them. They also emphasize the importance of providing positive reinforcement when children follow the boundaries. This helps children to understand that their behavior is valued and appreciated. Ultimately, setting boundaries is an important part of parenting. It helps children to feel safe and secure, and it can also help to reduce conflict and create a more harmonious home environment. By setting clear boundaries and expectations, and providing positive reinforcement when children follow them, parents can help their children to develop self-discipline and respect for others. Main idea number 10. Unconditional love. Showing unconditional love to children is essential for building a strong relationship. Parents should show their children unconditional love by accepting them for who they are and loving them no matter what. Unconditional love is an essential part of parenting. It is the foundation of a strong relationship between parent and child. Unconditional love means accepting your child for who they are and loving them no matter what. It means showing your child that you will always be there for them, no matter what mistakes they make or how they behave. It means understanding that your child is an individual with their own thoughts and feelings, and respecting those thoughts and feelings. It means providing your child with a safe and secure environment where they can express themselves without fear of judgment or criticism. Unconditional love is the key to helping your child grow and develop into a confident and secure adult. In his book, The Five Love Languages of Children, Gary Chapman and Ross Campbell explain how to effectively show unconditional love to children. They suggest that parents should take the time to get to know their child and understand their individual needs. They also suggest that parents should be patient and understanding, and provide their child with consistent love and support. Finally, they suggest that parents should be willing to listen to their child and be open to their ideas and opinions. By following these suggestions, parents can create a strong bond with their child and show them unconditional love.